Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, detectives investigating the murder of a woman in Derry at the weekend have named her. Tributes have been paid to 16-year-old Cian Dawson from Derry, who lost his life in a car crash in Quigley's Point over the weekend. Meanwhile, a road remains closed in South Donegal as Gardaí investigate a collision near Inver on the N56. A search continues in County Louth for the body of a missing British intelligence officer killed by the IRA in 1997. And Met Éireann issues a status yellow rain warning for Donegal and seven other counties tonight. Later in the bulletin, Mark Gallagher is here at Sports News. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with detectives investigating the murder of a woman in Derry at the weekend have named the deceased. She was 65-year-old Montserrat Matarel Elias. Her body was found in a house in Harvey Street in the early hours of Saturday after reports of a fire. Police say she suffered a horrific attack and sustained multiple injuries. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
In a statement this afternoon, Detective Chief Inspector Anthony Kelly says he is aware of online speculation, which is extremely unhelpful and deeply distressing to Miss Elias's family, and would ask people to refrain from engaging in this. He says police will investigate any posts online which could potentially prejudice judicial proceedings. Appealing to any witnesses or people with information to come forward, Detective Chief Inspector Kelly said detectives are working at full pace to establish exactly what happened, and at this stage they're keen to speak with a white man aged in his 30s who was seen in the area between 1 and 2am on Saturday morning. He was wearing a grey jacket with his hood up, blue jeans, trainers and a light coloured shirt. Detective Inspector Kelly concludes his thoughts at this time are first and foremost with Miss Elias's family and friends in Spain who are left trying to come to terms with their loss.
Tributes have been paid to 16-year-old Cian Dawson from Derry, who lost his life in a car crash at Quigley's Point over the weekend. The Don Bosco Football Club, of which he was a member, called the teenager the most genuine, well-mannered and unassuming young lad. The one-car collision happened at around 11:45 yesterday morning. On Saturday night. The driver, a man in his 20s, is being treated for serious injuries in the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. Foyle MLA Mark Durkin says it's important that Cian's friends are supported. He says it's a loss that's being felt across the entire community. He spoke to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show.
They're waking up today, really, I suppose, and realising that yesterday wasn't a bad dream. It wasn't a nightmare. And the reality really starts to bite today that they have lost Cian, and that they're not going to see that infectious smile of his again. Now, that's very difficult. I think today is almost a more difficult day, I would contend, for families than the first day when you get this news. And the shock kind of numbs the pain a bit. Mm. So I'm speaking from a wee bit of experience. I'd lost a sister in a car crash when she was 18. So I do know huge and lasting impact that has had on our family and indeed her friends from that time. I think that's important. The family will obviously have people rallying around them, but young Cian's friends, 16, are at a very vulnerable age and vulnerable stage. So I think it's important that they are able to avail of all the assistance possible to help get them through this extremely dark and difficult time.
Meanwhile, part of the N56 at Inver remains closed this evening after a serious two-car collision yesterday morning. It left a woman in her 80s in hospital with serious injuries. Two others, a man and a woman, were hospitalised with less serious injuries. Traffic is being diverted onto the Frosses Lenties Road, Ardahi Ardra Road via Tower Road. HGVs are asked to use the N56 via Ardra. A search is continuing in County Louth for the body of a British intelligence officer who was killed by the IRA in 1977. 29-year-old Captain Robert Nairac was abducted and murdered in South Armagh while working undercover. It's the first search for his remains since he was shot and secretly buried almost 50 years ago. The search has been organised by the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains. Lead investigator John Hill says Nairek's family are hopeful they'll finally be able to give him a proper burial.
There could be archaeology, there could even be human remains in relation to the Battle of Fahud there. So it's quite challenging for us, that's what we have to do. So they will be investigated and explored to the nth degree in the hope that it is Robert Nairek.
Mid Éireann has issued a status yellow rain warning for 8 counties tonight from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Donegal, Cork, Kerry, Clare, Galway, Mayo, Sligo and Leitrim will see heavy and persistent rain, which could lead to localised flooding. Jennifer Foran, meteorologist with Mid Éireann, says previous showers will make the flooding potentially more serious.
But the heaviest of the rain won't occur till overnight tonight. That's why the warning's starting at 10 p.m, because that's when the heaviest rain and the accumulations will start to occur. So it'll be overnight where we get the heaviest rain and on higher ground as well. And really due to the preceding conditions, so there's been a lot of rain in the west recently, so there were some of the ground is saturated, so we expect some localised flooding is possible overnight and into tomorrow morning as well. So the rain will be clearing eastwards, but this, the difficult travelling conditions and surface water will still be around in the morning. Take care on the road and be aware that there's a lot of surface water around.
Internationally, at least 60 people have been killed after a dam burst during heavy rainfall in Sudan. Search operations are underway following the collapse of the Arbat Dam near the coastal city of Port Sudan. Tens of thousands have been forced from their homes due to the torrential rain, which has also affected communication systems in the country. Sudan is also in the midst of a war, with fighting continuing between the paramilitary group, Rapid Support Forces, and the Sudanese army. The government's been called on to take responsibility for providing student accommodation. With the new college term just weeks away, there are only 151 houses to rent in Cork, Galway, Limerick and Waterford combined. Rents have risen by over 10% in those cities year on year. University of Galway Students' Union President Fáinne Donnell says the state needs to step up.
The government needs to start providing this accommodation. It's not fair to put it on colleges like HU, TUD, even colleges like Trinity and the University of Galway. Those institutions should just be institutions of education. They shouldn't be worrying about building accommodation and charging rent and, you know, like, that's not their job. Their job is to provide an education for students. The government's job is to take care of its citizens, and right now it's not doing that. I know that it's kind of causing more and more issues for students, and definitely this whole thing of working part-time through college is becoming more and more prevalent. Like, gone are the days of, you know, you go to college, go to your classes, you go home, you hang out with your housemates, and now it's become you go to your classes, if you don't have to work, you go to work. You come home late, you have a pot noodle for dinner because you have to save your money for rent, and then you wake up and do the same.
Rents continued to rise across the country, with last quarter seeing a 7% increase on the previous year. The latest Daft.ie report shows monthly rents rose for the 14th consecutive quarter, averaging at €1,922 a month nationwide. In Donegal, the cost to rent a three-bedroom house rose by 2% to €1,021. The cost to rent a one-bedroom apartment saw a similar increase to 735. A five-bedroomed house has seen a price decrease of 4% to 1,189. Limerick City saw the greatest rise, up 21% year-on-year. Cork and Galway both saw rent inflation of over 10%, while Trinity College economist and report author Ronan Lyons says it's impacting on students' college choices.
Students are going to be one of the worst affected groups. What's particularly sad about it is that people will choose places that reflect what they think is going to be easier for them to live. They may not put down the best course for them objectively because they're worried about the lack of rental housing. So in other words, they're selling their futures short simply because there's not enough rental housing at the moment. If we go back a number of years and we look at how many homes that would have been available to rent, say the average across the late 2010s, you're typically talking something like 500 homes available to rent at any point in time across Cork, Galway, Limerick and Waterford. But on the 1st of August this year, there were just 151 homes in those four cities combined.
Well, Maurice Deverill is a spokesperson for the Irish Property Owners Association. He claims rent controls are contributing to an increase in landlords leaving the market and therefore hitting supply.
It's just unsustainable. It's unsustainable for landlords and everybody else and for tenants. These rent controls have put tenants in a really bad situation because they are really what is stifling supply. It stuck supply down. We have indefinite tenancies as well, which means who dies first, the landlord or the tenant. And between those two things, a lot of landlords have got nervous and decided to get out of the market, which means supply is down.
The 100% Redress Party in Donegal is hosting two information evenings next week in a bid to establish a number of local common ahead of the general election. At present, the party has 15 people and says it needs to grow. Principally, the party's been involved in advocating for a 100% redress scheme for all property owners affected by the defective concrete block crisis. The first meeting takes place on this day week, Monday, September 2nd at 7:30 at Buncrana Youth Club. The second takes place the following evening at the Villa Rose Hotel in Ballybuffet. Well, party chairperson and Northern East Owen councillor Ali Farran says the larger political parties have people employed to aid campaigning efforts. That, he says, is not the case with 100% redress.
We had one meeting in Milford and we had a good turnout, so we're having two more now next week. The Redress Party is the voice, or we're trying to be the voice, for all defective concrete block homeowners, something that they probably didn't have beforehand. Like, we have no history, we're just defective homeowners, and we want to be the voice, but like, we need help.
A general election's a different animal here, because you're covering a large geographical space. The person might be local to a particular area, but seeking to pull votes from another area.
Just give you my example. Like, I had 6,600 houses to canvass for my election. Well, you can multiply that now by 7, and whoever we're running, it's not possible for an individual candidate to get round all the areas from Malinhead to West Donegal to the South Donegal. So big area to cover. And we're looking for foot soldiers, for want of a better word, people who's willing to, even if it's only canvass their own house and estate, or maybe they're not interested in canvassing, maybe they'll help us organise people to do that. And maybe they'll organise for marketing. Look, you know, the big parties have lots of people employed doing this that are paid. We're not at that stage yet. We don't even have an official office. Like, every one of the councillors and the committee behind us are all doing their best. We're a group of 15 at the moment. So we're looking to extend our membership.
And that was Councillor Ali Farran speaking there to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. Over 17,400 passport applications have been made from Donegal so far this year. It comes as 775,000 passports have been issued in 2024, with a forecast that over 1 million will be distributed by the end of the year. In terms of county-by-county breakdowns, Donegal had the 9th most requests, Dublin, Galway and Cork filling the top three positions. AIB has become the first so-called mainstream bank in Ireland to allow people to put a voluntary block on card transactions. It's part of an attempt to help those with gambling addictions. More than 100,000 people in Ireland have reported issues with gambling, and addiction specialist Professor Colin O'Gara believes that banks can play a bigger role.
Particularly in cases where there is evidence that an individual is losing a lot of money, and a lot of money is going out to gambling providers. Sometimes the evidence is very clear. It does raise the question then of duty of care of the bank to stop the hemorrhaging of losses.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. From rebounders to goalposts, find everything you need to play your best at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past 5. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. We're going to start with Gaelic Games and yesterday's postponed Michael Murphy Sports Senior Football Championship encounter between St Nolls and Killybegs has been rescheduled for this Saturday, the 31st of August at Park Garage O'Gallagher. Throw-in for the Round 3 clash, which fell victim to the weather yesterday, will be at 1:30. The full list of this weekend's club championship fixtures are available now on our website at highlandradio.com. In soccer, Sven-Goran Eriksson's being remembered for his coaching and his character after his death from cancer at the age of 76. The Swede became the first foreign boss of the England men's team in 2001. Adrian Bevington worked with Eriksson during his time as managing director of Club England. He says he'll remember him fondly.
I think anybody who worked with him closely will have the greatest level of respect and admiration for him as a person. And despite a crisis or two that we had to overcome during the time we worked together, we always enjoyed a smile and a laugh together privately.
The FAI say reducing their legacy debt will help them maximise their investment in Irish football. They saw their cash balance reduced to just 1.6 million euro to the end of 2023, with 9.3 million used to service outstanding debt. An alternative debt strategy is now being considered, with total owed standing at 43.2 million. For the second year running, they recorded a budget surplus of 3.5 million, but that's thanks to an 8.3 million increase in turnover. Sunday's Dublin Derby meeting of Bohemians and Shamrock Rovers will go ahead as planned at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. There had been fears that the stretch on policing numbers required for Coldplay's Croke Park concerts would see the game postponed. In transfer news, Chiadose Ogbene could join the growing Irish contingent at Ipswich. The Premier League newcomers have targeted the Luton winger following an injury suffered by Wes Burns on Saturday. Ipswich have already signed Dara O'Shea and Sammy Smodics in this transfer window. And Brighton have signed midfielder Matt O'Reilly from Celtic on a five-year deal for an undisclosed fee. The Denmark international was left out of the Scottish Premiership Champions squad for yesterday's 3-0 win at St Mirren ahead of the proposed move. In 2.5 years at the Glasgow club, O'Reilly scored 27 goals in more than 100 appearances, helping them to 3 league titles. Moving on to tennis, men's fourth seed Alexander Zverev took the first set of his US Open first round match with Max Marturer 6-2. Later, defending champion Novak Djokovic takes on Moldova's Radu Albot. The 37-year-old Serb won Olympic gold in Paris and is hoping to become the first man in 16 years to successfully defend a US Open title.
Hopefully that changes this year. I mean, that's the goal. You know, the goal is always for me to try to go all the way to the finals and fight for the trophy.
Women's ninth seed Maria Sakkari dropped the first set of her first round match to Wang Yafan. Coco Gauff begins the defence of her title this evening against world number 66 Varvara Graveva. And second seed Arina Sabalenka faces Aussie qualifier Priscilla Hahn. That's all your sport for now, but you can tune in to Brendan Devenny's DL debate after the 7 o'clock news this evening. Brendan will be discussing the latest talking points from the Donegal Club Championship with Páraic Kilfordy, Maureen O'Donnell, Brendan Kilcoyne and Dara Bonner. Back to you, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. Scallone in Moville is to get an extension which will include one new mainstream classroom and a special education teaching room. Donegal Minister Charlie McConnell welcomed the announcement, noting it'll be an important development for the town. A letter of intent has been issued to the successful contractor, indicating they are to be awarded the contract for the project. We understand there's a minimum 14-day standstill period before a letter of acceptance can be issued by the department. Gardaí are asking parents to be vigilant when posting pictures of their children in school uniform on the internet. Social media will be flooded in the next few weeks with photos from proud parents as their children head to school for the first time. However, the National Cybercrime Bureau is urging caution, asking parents to be cyber smart to protect their children. They've posted an infographic which suggests parents should blur the school's logo, turn off location data and remove their door number when posting on social media. At least three people have been killed in a barrage of Russian airstrikes on Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky says the attacks have done huge damage to the energy sector. Meanwhile, Poland says it's likely a drone entered its airspace and landed on its territory. 100 Polish soldiers on the ground and a helicopter are conducting a search for it. The Taoiseach is defending the government's efforts to secure the safe evacuation of Irish citizens from Lebanon. It comes as efforts continue to de-escalate tensions between Israel and Hezbollah following a large-scale exchange of fire yesterday. Independent TD Cathal Berry claimed Ireland was freeloading on other countries to get Irish people to safety in the event an all-out war breaks out in the region. Defence Minister Micheál Martin rejected that criticism.
There's too much of the bail bucked going on here. And we know we have challenges in our military situation. We know we have to make investment. That's all acknowledged in terms of the Commission on Defence Funding. And it takes time to build up the procurement capacity to acquire what we have to acquire. In the meantime, we work with European partners. When we evacuated from Sudan, it was very successful and very effective. That didn't stop people from having a go at it.
The Regional Waste Planning Office and Donegal County Council have teamed up to host a free Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day in Letterkenny. A recent survey found over 50% of people in Ireland are concerned about handling such materials. With more, here's Katie Gillen.
This Saturday, Donegal County Council's Letterkenny Recycling Centre in Carnamoga will be open from 8:30am to 1:30pm, where household hazardous products can be disposed. Some of the most common products include oil-based paints, bleach, herbicides and aerosols. The collection day will accept household items that contain potentially harmful components. These include household chemicals like bleach and detergents, personal care products such as nail polish, garden chemicals, paints and solvents, and automotive products like petrol or diesel. Hazardous waste such as medicines and gas canisters or commercial and farm waste will not be accepted on the day. People are being reminded to bring any items in their original containers with legible original labels. Normal civic amenity site charges apply if bringing materials other than hazardous waste. More information on accepted materials can be found on the Donegal County Council website.
Weather forecast: rain moving in from the Atlantic, turning heavy and persistent as the evening goes on, with strengthening southerly winds, wet and windy overnight with outbreaks of heavy rain, bringing the possibility of localised flooding. Lowest overnight temperatures 13 to 16 degrees Celsius in fresh to strong and gusty southerly winds. A wet and blustery start tomorrow with a band of rain pushing eastwards with the continued chance of localised flooding. And don't forget that Meteirin yellow weather warning will be in place from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. A clearance to sunny spells and isolated showers will follow from the west during tomorrow afternoon and into during the morning and into the afternoon, with maximum temperatures 18 to 21 degrees Celsius, fresh southerly breezes. They'll be strongest in coastal areas. Looking now at the headlines for this Monday evening. Detectives investigating the murder of a woman in Derry at the weekend have named the deceased as 65-year-old Montserrat Matarel Elias. Her body was found in a house in Harvey Street after reports of a fire. Police say she suffered a horrific attack and sustained multiple injuries. They're trying to trace a man in his 30s who was seen in the area of the incident between 1 and 2 on Saturday morning, around about the time the incident is believed to have occurred. And tributes have been paid to 16-year-old Keane Dawson from Derry, who lost his life in a car crash in Quigley's Point at the weekend. The one car collision happened at around 1:45 on Saturday night. The driver, a man in his 20s, is being treated for serious injuries at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Check all of the latest news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notice says for this Monday evening, August the 26th. The death has taken place of George McCready, 11 Mill Park, Carrigans. His remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving from there on Wednesday afternoon at 2:30 for 3 o'clock funeral service in Calais Parish Church, Carrigans, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Nora McSwiggin at Glenties. Nora's remains will repose at Chauvelin's funeral home at Sandfield Ardrah this evening from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock and tomorrow afternoon from 2:30, followed by removal at 4:30 to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for 5 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Mary Rose, Mosey, Dullahan, Nay Kelly, Castlereagh, New Mills, Letterkenny. Reposing at her late residence from 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock today and from 10 o'clock to 10 o'clock tomorrow, with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Columba's Church, Glenswilly, with burial afterwards in Kilfeek Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Con McDade, funeral director. The death has taken place of Jim Hart, Upper Galwulley, Glentoher, Carndonagh, formerly of Glasgow. Jim's remains are reposing at Kelly's Funeral Home, Carndonagh, from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening and tomorrow from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock and from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Funeral leaving from Kelly's Funeral Home on Wednesday morning at 10 to 10, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 10:30, burial afterwards in the new cemetery, Clea, Clonmany. The Requiem Mass will be streamed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Cancer Care West and Friends of the Inishowen Hospice, care of Kelly's funeral directors. The death has occurred of Elizabeth Dot Carr, née Burns, Cabinteely, County Dublin and Fannet, County Donegal, reposing at her late residence at 1A Woodlands Road, Cabinteely, until 8 o'clock tonight. Removal from there at 9:15 tomorrow morning, going to St Bridget's Church, Cabinteely, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass. The Requiem Mass will be streamed on churchservices.tv. Dot's remains will then travel to St Mary's Church, Fonavolty, Fannet, County Donegal, arriving at 8 o'clock to repose overnight. Interment will take place in the adjoining graveyard after 10 o'clock Mass on Wednesday morning. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Black Rock Hospice, care of any family member or McAteer funeral directors. And the death has taken place of Rosaline Duggan, 58 Carrick Strand, Strabane, and formerly of Ahiarn, reposing at Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock, with removal at 7:15 to St Mary's Church, Melmount, for Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.